Welcome to Mammon Audio. Our correspondent Pat writes, when I was 9 and still in primary school in England, during the 1950s, one winter Friday, we had a massive fall of snow during the morning's lessons. Not unnaturally, by the time it came for break time, us kids were staring out of the windows excitedly, anticipating a glorious snowball fight when the bell went. However, not long before it was due to ring, the headmistress, Mrs. Allen, came into our classroom. I later found out she had been round the entire school. She clapped her hands to get our attention, then said, "Children, I know you are all probably excited about the snow, but I want to make one thing very clear, throwing snowballs in school is strictly forbidden. Any pupil found doing so will be sent to me for the cane. Do I make myself clear?" There was a dutiful chorus of "Yes, Mrs. Allen" in reply, but you could tell from everyone's voice that the wind had been taken out of our sails. It seemed so unfair. Though, in retrospect, I suspect Mrs. Allen was afraid of us getting wet and catching a chill while sitting in class with sopping clothes. I also learnt later on that term that the previous time it had snowed, some horrid kids had put stones inside their snowballs. However, for now it seemed, as I say, totally unfair. We all shuffled about miserably during break time, kicking the snow about and sliding on it while resisting the temptation to throw any. By dinner time, the temptation grew too much for me. I looked to see whether there was a teacher about. There wasn't, so I quickly bundled together a nice solid ball and chucked it towards my friend David, who had his back to me. Fortunately for David, I was a rotten shot, and it sailed past his left leg and exploded on the ground. Unfortunately for me, my class teacher, Miss Rankin, appeared around the corner just as the snowball left my hand. "Right, Patrick, it seems you weren't listening to Mrs. Allen this morning. See me in class as soon as lunch is over." David commiserated with me, but there was a knot in my stomach now which wouldn't go away. As we all came slowly back into class, Miss Rankin beckoned me over to her. "I have spoken to Mrs. Allen. She will deal with you at the end of the afternoon. Now, go and sit down, and you'd do well to pay full attention to your lessons." A few of the other kids had either seen what had happened or had heard about me being caught, and they craned their necks to gaze at me with interest and some pity as I went back to my desk. The afternoon was a miserable affair and seemed to go on forever. However, at about 3:15, while we were all working silently at our desks, Miss Rankin looked up and said to me, "Right, Patrick, you had better go and get it over with." I got up and felt dozens of eyes boring into my back as I slunk out of the classroom and walked the short distance to the headmistress's office. There were about 4 seats outside her office, and there was just one other child there, a girl called Elaine, who was 2 years older than me. "Are you here to be whacked for snowballs?" she asked. I blushed and nodded. "She says we're to sit here until she's ready for us." My bottom had barely touched the seat when Mrs. Allen appeared at the doorway and said, "Right, Elaine, come on in." The door was shut, and I could hear muffled voices behind the door, but couldn't make out what was being said. After a short pause, I suddenly heard a distinctive whack from inside and a yelp from Elaine. Another followed, accompanied by a scream, and then steady crying. Another final stroke followed, the girl now absolutely bawling. Almost immediately after that, the door opened and Elaine burst out into the corridor, in floods of tears, and holding the seat of her skirt. She took no more notice of me and fled. There was another short pause, then Mrs. Allen appeared again. "Patrick." I reluctantly rose and followed her into the office. She shut the door behind us. The cane was on Mrs. Allen's desk, along with the punishment book. In the center of the room, two classroom chairs had been placed back to back. I was treated to a brief, but succinct lecture about the potential dangers of throwing snowballs and the need for obedience. "Perhaps you didn't think I meant what I said," Mrs. Allen said, "but you are about to find out very much to the contrary. I have just given Elaine 3 strokes of the cane, and you are to have the same." She sat down briefly and wrote the details down in the punishment book. This was evidently the short silence I had noticed with Elaine. Then she rose again and picked up the cane. "Take down your trousers and pants, please." This was a real shock. I hadn't expected it to be given on the bare bottom. Needless to say, even at 9 I was hugely embarrassed, but I did as I was told. I dropped everything and cupped my hands over my privates. Mrs. Allen tapped the seat of one of the chairs. "I want you to kneel here, then bend over the back of the chair, and put your hands on the seat in front." I did so, rather awkwardly, as I now had my trousers and pants bunched around my ankles. Mrs. Allen took my hands and placed them firmly flat herself, then put her hands under my hips to raise my bottom a bit more. Finally satisfied, she tapped the cane briefly against my bare cheeks, and then let it fly. It stung incredibly, and I let out a scream to rival her previous customer. I began crying like a baby immediately afterwards, as the pain radiated through my bottom. Mrs. Allen took no notice, but calmly and firmly applied 2 more strokes, just as hard as the first, each slightly lower down my poor bum than the last. Against the background of my intense crying, I heard Mrs. Allen instruct me to make yourself decent. She handed me a tissue and spoke a little more kindly to me. I was rubbing my bum vigorously to try and get the sting out, to no avail. Mrs. Allen wrote a quick note for my parents, then said, "Right, Patrick, I hope that's taught you a lesson. Off you go. I don't think you'll be doing much sitting this weekend." And she was right. Unlike many of your other contributors, I didn't get another spanking at home. My parents considered it a school matter for which I had been more than adequately punished. I remember Dad taking down my pants to look at the damage, and he had quite a sober look on his face as he put my clothes back. However, they made no complaint. What I can tell you is that it was the sorest bottom I ever got as a child, and by the time PE rolled around the next Tuesday, I still had 3 red marks on my bum, which were noted and mocked in the showers afterwards.